Welcome back to your show, Andy Breckman.
Hey, Kenny. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, great to hear you in full Skype fidelity. It's glorious.
I do apologize for last week. I was trying to transmit from over Skype from my daughter's house.
Right. You have a.
I'm not blaming my daughter. I was just at her house.
And you were there because you have a new grandchild, right?
Yes, that's right.
Congratulations. And what are your goals for this grandchild?
He's almost brand new. He is new. A used grandchild, I know they're cheaper, but they're just not as satisfying.
So you went for a brand new one?
Got a new one. Great. You know, a child's head, when they're first born, for the first 3 or 4 weeks, they're so soft. They're malleable.
Right.
You can mold the head.
I know, before the fontanelle closes up.
That's right. So that's why I wanted to be at my daughter's house when the baby came home.
So you could mold the baby's head into
an ashtray.
That's what you went with, an ashtray? Like from high school shop class?
It seemed kind of practical.
An ashtray? You could have...
Well, it wasn't easy. He kept wiggling around. It's not easy.
I mean, when the baby is that brand new, like 1 or 2 days old, you can mold the head into anything.
I know what you were thinking. I could mold him into Robert E. Lee, and then people would be trying to tear him down all the time. It would toughen him up. People would be throwing wires around him.
Right. That's the modern day version of A Boy Named Sue.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if I wanted to be safe, I'd mold him into Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
On your new grandson, yeah. Matthew, right? Matthew's
Matthew.
His name?
Matthew Sussman.
Named after little Matty Warwick right here at WFMU, am I right?
I'm going to say yes. Is he there in the room?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'll have to say yes. As soon as he leaves, let me know.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you the truth.
So can Matt Warwick be his godfather?
Yeah, Matt Warwick. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be sad?
Sad? Why? Why sad?
Because Julie and Tim, the parents don't know Matt.
Oh, they don't know him. Well, they'll get to know him. They'll love him. Everybody loves Matt. Hey, you're not going to believe this. We have a call.
Whoa. Who could that be?
Hi, you're on the air.
Wow. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
You love the show.
You all have an exciting topic tonight?
Yes. Who's calling here?
This is James in Brooklyn.
Hi, James.
Now, how does James know what the topic is?
Because we sent out a newsletter last week, and we couldn't do the topic last week. So James, using his female intuition, figured it out.
Yeah. How can I read this newsletter? How can I subscribe?
This morning, Ken, that it was a good topic.
Oh, yes, that's right. I did mention it this morning. And I apologize for Andy talking over you, James.
Wait, when I talk over the caller, who is transmit? Who's broadcast? Me or the caller?
Unfortunately, you both are.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Something. It's a tie.
Yeah, you can't make out what either of you are saying. So
you know what?
James,
how could that be bad?
James, did you want to play Steal It or Share It?
I did, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just put you on hold because Andy and I need to explain the concept. And,
you have to explain it to me. Although,
and then you'll be our first contestant, James. Andy?
We should mention, and we should thank my son Evan, who suggested this.
Yes. What shape did you mold Evan's head into?
Evan's head is into the shape of a beautiful young Jewish boy. You don't want to know what it was when I first when I first met him.
Well, did you buy the mold for beautiful young Jewish boy?
I did.
I guess this
was Evan's idea. I don't know if he played it himself with his friends or he read about it, but...
Yeah, it's a common game.
It is a common game? I've never played it.
Yeah, I looked it up and there's online versions of it. I think there might be a TV version of it, but in any case... Yeah.
It would be a good game show.
It's a version of The Prisoner's Dilemma, a classic game theory game, and it's called Steal It or Share It. We get two contestants on. There's $200 at stake.
$200? Wait, do you mean somebody somebody could actually win $200. They'd be Venmo'd or PayPal'd $200.
Yes, it's possible.
When this show's over.
It's possible.
Well, that's real money, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
What can I do to prevent that from happening?
I don't know. Let me explain the rules to you. We'll have two people. We have two people on, and they have to
call caller A and caller F.
Okay, we have caller A and caller F on.
Yes.
And they have to decide whether they're willing to share the money or whether they would prefer to steal the money.
You mean they're each going to declare a position independent of each other?
Right.
They're going to declare, without knowing what the other is declaring, they're going to declare their position.
Right. They have to text me their declaration.
They're going to secretly text you their declaration.
Right.
They will either share it or steal it.
And there's three possible outcomes. If they both
What are they, Ken?
Outcome,
let's call them outcome one, outcome C, and outcome five.
Okay. Outcome one is they both say they want to share the money.
In and which, what happens then?
In which case, we'll give them each $30.
That's not bad.
Not half. $30. Not half of the $200, but $30 each.
$30 is nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
Okay.
Outcome, the second outcome, which you prefer to call outcome C, is that they both say they're going to steal the money. They both get squat.
They both get nothing.
Right.
You and I get to keep our money.
Right. And the third...
That is an outcome devoutly to be wished.
The third outcome, which you like to call outcome five, is that one of them says they will share it and one of them says they will steal it. In that case, the person who steals it gets all the money.
So if somebody wants $200, they're going to have to lie to their partner.
That's correct.
They're going to have to both agree that they're going to share it, and then one of them will betray the other and actually be texting you the word steal.
Right.
But if both of them have that plan, if both of them secretly text you the word steal, independent of each other, they get nothing.
Right.
Well, this is a great game.
This is very dramatic.
This is inherently dramatic.
And because this game...
Who would tune out? Who would leave this show? People are going to be sitting in their driveway. Honey, come in. Dinner's getting cold. I can't come in. 7-second delay is not over. I want to see how this ends up.
That was a great imitation of the husband.
Yeah.
By the way.
A typical listener.
Man, that was perfect.
Shut up.
Spot on.
Shut up.
Not so good. Not so good of the wife, though.
I forgot to mention, I hate you. There. Now let's continue.
Okay. Now, because this game, under normal Scandinavian rules, takes approximately 90 seconds.
That's too fast.
Yeah, we have.
We can't do this. We can't repeat this.
Right.
So what can we do to prolong this?
We have devised a way to prolong it, Andy, by saying that every potential contestant,
everybody that calls,
such as James,
to play,
such as James, who's on the line now,
yes,
they have two vetoes.
Oh, I see. So they're going to meet their potential partners,
right?
And they can veto each other. They can say, "I'm not comfortable with this person,"
right?
And then we would find someone else on the. We get someone else on the phone.
Right. Now James is the first potential contestant, so he gets to decide whether he vetoes the first potential second contestant. Shall we get underway, Andy?
Okay. Do you fully understand what we're about to do?
I do.
Because the reason I'm asking is, I believe one of us. That's the minimum number. One. One of us should understand the rules.
I do understand the rules.
Oh, thank God. Okay, then we have hit that minimum number.
I saw the Mamet movie, The Spanish Prisoner, in which they extend this concept out to 90 minutes.
No, it had nothing to do with The Spanish Prisoner.
Oh, that wasn't about The Prisoner's Dilemma?
No, nothing at all. It was maybe referred to in passing. It's just a great title.
Was there a Spanish person in it?
It's very much like... Glengarry Glen Ross, I guess, referred to the properties they were selling.
Right.
Or Speed the Plow is another great title, but had nothing to do with the Mamet play.
No plows?
I didn't stay for the whole thing. Maybe I missed the big ending where people came out on plows.
Okay, let's go to James. James, right. do you understand the rules, James?
I do.
Okay. So you are contestant A.
That's $200, James, just dangling in front of you. Money-changing. Oh, that's life-changing money.
Oh, is it life-changing money?
Well, it is for James, not for me.
All right,
certainly
so let's
evening changing.
Let's go to our
evening. It's evening changing money. I like James. I'm going to be sad when he loses everything.
You're going to be rooting for James?
I'm rooting for a stalemate. I'm rooting for both of them to try to betray the other.
Right.
And I get to pocket the money.
And let's go to our second contestant, who you like to refer to as contestant F. Is that right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Hi, you're on the air. It's you.
Kenny, did you give our phone number out?
I didn't even have to yet. It's you. You're on the air. The person who's not James, who's on the air. Hello.
Okay. Well, James will have an easy time vetoing this person. He's so shy. He's so delightfully shy.
Yep.
Ken,
hi.
What is our number?
It's 201-209-9368. Caller number two, you're on the air. What's your name?
Contestant F.
Contestant F. Okay, let's just call you Contestant F. Okay, so James and Contestant F.
Well, James needs to know a little bit about Contestant F.
Right, because James can veto Contestant F. Contestant F cannot veto James.
Go ahead. Hit me with the questions.
All James, right. James and Contestant F.
Sounds like you're a guy.
I am male, yes.
Are you gainfully employed, Contestant F?
Yes.
Are you unemployed?
No.
He has a job. What do you do for a living?
What aircraft mechanic.
And are you going to work during the quarantine, or are you
reduced
homebound?
Reduced hours, yes.
This guy seems like he'll do.
You trust this guy?
Well, actually, you know what? I have three vetoes, right?
Two.
Don't do it. You'll regret
three
it.
Vetoes.
You have two vetoes, James.
Are you a man? Wait, Contestant F, would you say you're a man of your word? If you promise James that you are going, that you would agree to share the money, you would keep your word.
Oh, I can't promise that. Who could promise that in a game like this?
Veto. There's your veto.
Okay, James is vetoing Contestant F.
I'm trying to be honest here.
Sorry, Contestant F. Okay, so James has used up one of his vetoes.
So this is very much like a voir dire in a trial where the defense and the prosecution get to veto X number of jurors.
Oh, my God. Say voir dire again.
You are just so mean to me.
I've never even
because I'm not in the same room.
I've never heard that word before.
You've never heard voir dire?
No, but I love it.
Maybe I've been reading too many true crime books.
What is a voir dire?
A voir dire is when a jury is selected and they're interviewed, and you're supposed to, and the defense and the prosecution sense whether or not this a potential juror has biases.
I see.
Either for the defendant or for the state.
Wow.
And the defense can reject, you know, 4, 5, 6 jurors.
Right.
So James, but once they use all their exemptions, then they're committed to live with whatever jurors are seated.
And again, for those who've just tuned in, what is this called, Andy?
It's called a voir dire. For those who have just tuned in, you are in for the ride of your life. Hang on tight. Buckle your seatbelt.
Okay, we have contestant one. We're playing share it or steal it for a pot of $200.
$200! Why not call 201-209-9368?
And now we go to our new contestant number two. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? It's you! Contestant two, it's you!
I think you're scaring them, Kenny.
I think there might be something wrong with the second line. Hi, Contestant 2. You're on the air.
Oh, man. Contestant F, ready to go.
All right. Okay. Our new Contestant F.
But first, Contestant F, you have to convince James that you're trustworthy. The only way you're going to see any money, $30 each, is if you both abide by your promise to share the money.
All right. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Are you over 40?
I just turned 40 in June.
Are you unemployed?
I am unemployed.
Good.
Right.
No,
right,
that's not
right.
Good.
That's great, there. James. James, and, I think it's really good because contestant F can really use the money.
You mean he could use $30?
Yeah, he could really use $30.
No, but he could use $200.
James, can I lay out my plan here?
Yes.
Whatever you say, I'm going to say share, because my motivation is to keep Andy from having any money. You can go ahead and steal all the money. That's totally cool with me. You can say share, we'll split it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say share no matter what, because I don't want Andy to have the money.
I don't believe a word
of this. That sounds pretty good.
I don't believe a word he's saying. I believe this guy is setting you up.
Hey, awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so James, are you acceptable? I'm sorry, do you accept this partner? But now, contestant F, what is your name, contestant F?
My name is Alan.
Okay, Alan, now it flips over to you. You now have two vetoes.
Okay.
Is James acceptable to you, or would you like to try another partner?
James is totally acceptable to me.
Thank you, Alex.
And then do you guys have a plan? Like, what do you both intend to do? What do you declare your intentions?
I will share.
I just laid it out. I don't want you to have the money, any of it. So whatever he does is cool with me. I'm going to say share.
Of course, if you both share, I'm only out $60.
That's fine by me.
Okay, you understand that if one of you is lying, a couple things will occur. The one of you is lying, and if one and only one of you says steal when you independently contact Ken, then that person will get $200, and you will never meet each other. There'll be no repercussions.
Yeah,
it's a completely safe way to make $200.
It sounds like Alan is ready to let James have the $200.
Yeah, I'm absolutely willing for that to be the case.
Yeah. Now wait, Andy, I believe Alan.
I believe Alan is setting James up.
Andy, I have one question.
Yes.
After we play this, are there going to be two other contestants to battle for the rest of the money?
If you play this, after you play this, this game is over, and then Ken and I are in a bit of a hole because our show is only 20 minutes in. Over.
Hey, James, you know what? I'm going to encourage you to say steal, and I'm going to say share.
All right. Well, yeah.
Take all of the money. Early bird gets the worm, right?
Right, right. I need to get Ken's phone number, but...
Yeah, do you both have cell phones that you can text me at?
Yes. I'm talking on it right now.
Okay. So, James, what are the last two digits of your phone number?
28.
Okay. And Alan, what are the last two digits of your phone number?
15.
Okay. So are you two really sure that you're ready to go ahead with this?
Yeah,
I
James,
believe I am.
I encourage you to
call for another couple minutes, but I do have something to do in probably 20 minutes. So
okay, so if Alan is if Alan, I kind of hope Alan is playing this guy. That would be so cool. Alan, if you say steal and James says share, then you walk away with $200.
Alan, do you need the money? Because I'm if you're unemployed, I can totally let it go. I'm kind of employed right now.
We might get two altruistic nice guys.
Yeah, this is really weird.
My intent is for Andy to not have the money, because that makes for better radio for me.
Well, Alan, here's
one of us going
for it. You are unemployed, so maybe I should give it to you, because I'm doing pretty well right now. I'm kind of employed, but I'm comfortable.
That would buy groceries and stuff. That'd be cool.
You have kids.
Alan needs groceries. Alan needs. Look, you can both use the money. He's kind of employed. Alan needs groceries.
Wait. So, James? Are you encouraging me to say steal, James?
I am.
Okay.
I'll give you the $200, but do say steal, okay?
Okay, I will say steal.
I don't want Andy to have it either. he's definitely doing well.
No, that's definitely. We're on the same page.
That's the wild card here. Now I get it. Now I see the fatal flaw in this whole show.
Well, let me
They both want to rip me a new one.
Well, let me address the fatal flaw, because Andy is not putting up the entire $200 pot here. We are splitting it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right, Ken. And Ken, this is the last thing you can afford.
Yeah. I can't even afford to feed my dogs.
Yeah.
I'm still employed.
With your drug habit and all.
Right. There's the drug habit. There's the dogs. There's the dogs' drug habit.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't pool your money with Andy. I guess there's a lesson in there.
Yeah, you don't worry. Your money into the poison well.
Oh, no. I'm not pooling my money with Andy. Don't worry.
It's not FMU's money.
We're pooling it here.
Right, it's not FMU's money.
Well, who could ever? I mean, the whole team of accountants could never separate Ken's personal money from FMU's money. There are lawsuits after lawsuits.
They are not done yet. They are not done. You just need to give them more time, Andy. That team of accountants. Yeah. Team of accountants. Like, they're nameless, faceless accountants.
It's all just one big pile of cash in Ken's basement. Who the hell knows where FMU's money begins and ends?
Yeah, and I have to see if the basement flooded yesterday during the storm.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God, my money. I mean, FMU's money.
I should have taken it off the floor. Jeez. Yeah, I didn't think it was going to rain so hard yesterday. Okay, so James and Alan, are you two really sure what you're going to do?
I'm sure.
I am also sure. Tell us again, James, what do you intend to do?
I'm going to steal it.
James is going to say steal
it. I'm going to lie about it, because I'm going to share it, but I'm actually going to steal it.
So what?
Alex needs the money.
Alan.
He's not employed.
Okay.
Alan needs the money. He's going to get the $200.
So James, what you're telling us then is that you're going to say share.
I'm saying share. That's my official word.
Right. And Alan, what are you going to say?
I'm upfront about saying steal now.
Yes.
I don't like how this is playing out.
Wait, but Alan.
I know, they're being too cooperative.
You need to officially share it, though.
Yeah, why don't? Yeah, you could each take $30.
Yeah, we could, but then you would still
But you could both.
Where you want to play it, that's fine.
But there'd be another game. If you each win $30, then there's enough money for another round.
And then you could both go to Smashburger and take your fiancés to Smashburger.
Well, if there's another round that plays it out to them, but that still raises the possibility that Andy could still win. I'm against that.
Alan, you have Ken's phone number, right?
I don't have Ken's phone number yet. No,
I haven't given it out yet, but I will.
Okay.
But I don't think Smashburger is allowing indoor dining yet, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, James, I'm going to say steal officially.
Okay.
Just so we're clear.
Okay. Yes, that sounds good. You need the money.
Oh, man, I would love one of these guys to screw the other. Okay, let's see what happens, Kenny.
Okay, so James and Alan, I'm going to give out my phone number now, but I'm going to whisper it because we're on the radio, okay? So listen very carefully.
Okay.
It's area code 201.
Okay.
575-5608.
What were the middle three again?
575.
Awesome.
Oh, wait. 608. What was the other of the last four digits?
Oh, the last four digits are 5608.
Alrighty.
Okay.
He's sort of doing my routine with phone number.
Well, I mean, you taught me. We're on the radio, so.
So they're now independent of each other. Going to send you their declaration. They're gonna, which is either, it's binary. It's either steal or share.
Yep, and I have my phone right up to the microphone, so you'll hear a little James Brown scream as soon as the texts arrive.
And then Ken, you'll dramatically read them both.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah, that was me.
All right.
Daddy.
Oh, somebody has a kid. Oh, that makes it even harder to root against them. Unless the kid has an ashtray head.
All right, I have them both.
All right.
Okay, Ken. So, Ken, this is kind of like the foreman of the jury reading the guilty or innocent.
This is the best part of the show, right here.
Yeah. All right, so Ken, you have the verdict in your hand, right?
Yes, I do. I do. James said share.
James said share as he promised he would.
And Alan said steal.
Oh, for the love of crack.
Yeah, that teamwork right there.
So Alan gets $200.
Alan gets $200. Great.
Hey, beauty.
Great.
Alan,
we're not even halfway done.
Alan, do you have a PayPal account?
Cocaine, Alan.
I've got a PayPal account, yeah.
Okay, Alan, I'll follow up with you. I have your phone number now. I'll follow up with you after your show.
We'll figure out how to get the $200.
I'll get your PayPal, and then Andy will be PayPaling you $200, and I'll be emailing you congratulations.
Excellent.
Okay.
Hey, thank you very much, guys.
Okay.
Well, this is now officially the worst show we've ever done.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, James.
Yeah. Hey, James.
That did not go the way we wanted it to go.
No, we wanted conflict. We wanted betrayal and drama.
Yeah.
We wanted suspense.
These
we wanted
guys.
People stabbing each other in the back.
Well, the only thing we can do is we have to increase the pot.
Screw you.
$200 wasn't enough motivation for betrayal, apparently.
How could it not be? It's so much money. Who are these people that don't need the $200?
Well, Alan needs groceries, but, you know, $200 doesn't buy a whole lot of groceries anymore, Andy.
But James James was so altruistic. James was so generous. I hate that guy. Who do you hate more, James or Alan?
James.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
He's so nice.
He's too nice.
He doesn't. James has no idea what good radio is.
And now we have, let's see, we have...
James can't program an hour of suspenseful radio because his life dependent on it.
We have 29 minutes and 15 seconds left. But the theme song... theme song's about,
Is that 18 minutes?
Theme song is 4 minutes long.
Hey, why don't we just rerun the first half of the show? Can we do that? Just rewind it and play it?
No, because I didn't record it. It is being recorded, but I don't have access to the archive recording.
Well, let's just replay it. Let's get James and Alan to call back. Let's just relive it. Reenact it.
Let's not. Let's not.
No, let's do that.
No, let's not do that.
Well, what else you got?
Let's do another
bag of tricks.
Let's do another round.
Oh, shut up.
Come on! This is
How about I carry the mic? How about I carry the mic into the bathroom, and you can hear me flush money down the toilet?
Okay,
it's more entertaining.
I would love to hear that.
Would you?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how to get the Skype. I'm here in my office. I'm on a desktop.
We have to figure that out. I would
love. I'll just sit here and tear money up.
Okay.
That'd be entertaining.
Yes. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. If I teared $70 up, I would have made $130 because I'm not losing $200.
That's true. And if you had done it $1 at a time, that would have been better radio. Reading the serial number of each dollar bill and then ripping it up.
Okay, here it is.
Read the serial number.
Hey, you want to play Liar's Poker with me?
Maybe.
I don't know the rules of Liar's Poker, but I've seen grown-ups do it.
I've
seen tough guys do it. Have you ever done it?
No, I don't know the rules either.
All right, get out a dollar bill.
I don't have one.
Oh, shut up.
I don't carry my wallet around with me.
No. Who would ever think to carry a wallet around? What a stupid use for a wallet.
Yeah, I have all this
carry it in your pocket.
I have all this crap in my wallet, and
people that have their wallet in their pocket, they have no idea. How to use a wallet.
No.
Why don't you tell us, Ken, the proper way to use a wallet?
You put it somewhere else. You don't put it in your back pocket.
No.
If it's in your back pocket, somebody can pickpocket you. Plus, it'll mess up your posture.
Ever the rebel. Ever the rebel. You give me that wallet, it's going in this drawer.
Come on, let's do another round with $100 at stake.
How about I just play liar's poker with people?
I don't know how it works.
I don't either. But I've seen people do it.
But you still don't know how it works.
Well, I never. I asked them, hey, what are you doing? And they didn't respond.
Does it require cards, liar's poker?
No, it requires a dollar bill with a serial number.
Oh.
Hey, just have somebody, look, if somebody with a dollar bill, call me at 201-209-9368. But how can I prove my serial number? At the end of the day, we have to be able to prove what we're holding.
Right. That's why it won't work.
It won't work over the radio.
Yeah, that's why we can't do it.
What do you want to do, Ken?
I'd like to.
You want me to spend another $100?
Yeah, that's what we agreed.
Fine. So what does the if both partners declare that they're sharing? I guess it would be $20 each.
Yeah. Or even less.
No, $20 is fine.
Okay. So we're going to do round two of share it or steal it.
All right, I'm just going to listen. I'm down $100. You're down $100. Boy, was that not worth it.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I blame Evan and his handsome little Jewish boy face.
I blame James and Alan.
All right, round two.
I hate those guys. I just hate those guys. They're so cooperative.
Yeah.
And honest.
Maybe we should be able to veto people. We saw the way that was going.
No, we can't. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. You mean if they're too nice?
Right. We saw what direction that was going in from a mile away.
I know. You're right. You're right, Kenny.
We should have vetoed one of them. Ugh. All right, round two. Stop yawning. Round.
Oh, how would I stop yawning? Isn't that your job?
Start
to make me stop yawning?
No, you start snoring, and then you'll stop yawning.
Isn't it your job to be engaging and interesting enough to prevent me from yawning?
Hell no, you're the Zingermeister.
It just seems stupid for the partner to get mad at me, for my partner to get mad at me for yawning.
Okay, we're doing rounds.
Hey, stop being disinterested. Hey, stop being bored by me. That's what you're in effect saying.
Yeah. That's true.
Stop.
I'll be more direct next time. I'll use your language.
Just try to be a little more interesting. Oh, I guess, wait, we've proven you are interesting.
Oh, that's right. I won that show. I won that show by a mile.
And you know who won this show? Alan and James.
Specifically Alan.
They really socked it to us.
Alan won $200 for groceries.
We were played. Yeah, because he was so honest and upfront and trustworthy.
Now he's going to go to Trader Jose's and support their racist infrastructure. Congratulations, Alan.
Trader Joe's. Oh, yeah, Trader Joe's and their racist. Some of their lines of food. Yeah.
All right, let's go on to round two. Hi, you're on the air.
I wish there was a statue of Trader Joe we could tear down.
Hey,
what's your name?
It's Peter from Brooklyn. I'm in the car with David and Holly, 13-year-old twins.
Oh, David and Holly.
They would like to see their dad win $100.
Well, I think they have more strategic skills than I have, so I think maybe I'll let them advise me.
Maybe they'll be satisfied with $20. That is 10 each.
How old are David and Holly?
13.
All right.
The perfect age for this.
Yes.
You can't trust a 13-year-old. I know that much.
Old enough.
They want money.
They want money.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I heard David or Holly say.
Sounds a little more fun than James or Alan.
Okay. So Peter and David
like
and Holly.
They're like those polite chipmunks.
Yeah, Peter and David and Holly, you are contestants number one, and let's meet contestant number two. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through finally.
Neither can I. What's your name?
Oh, this is Zachary.
Henry?
Yep.
Okay, Henry.
So Henry, love the show.
Andy, this is one of the best shows. I didn't hear it. I was standing in the other room. I didn't want to get nasty feedback. How much did you increase the pot by?
Well, I'm afraid we didn't increase the pot. We felt we were burned that first round. So now we're going to see if we're going to see whether the game will still work with a slightly smaller pot.
Oh, so we're going more towards the bell of the curve, not the outliers.
I don't understand any of that, but exactly. I'm going to say exactly right. Yes. So, Peter, okay. You're on the phone with Henry.
And Peter, you get to veto Henry if you like. So why don't you two have a little discussion about the game?
And just to recap, if you both declare that you're going to share the pot, you'll each walk away with $20. That is, David and Holly will have $10 each, and Henry, you'll have $20.
Okay.
But if one of you betrays the other and steals and says, I'm going to steal it, you will be PayPal'd
$100. Can I mute and confer with my my advisors here?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah. Man. So envy you that. Can I mute, Ken? Can I hit mute on my end?
No, you may not.
Oh, damn.
I have mute on my phone.
And, of course, Peter and Henry, if you both say steal, then neither of you get anything.
Okay, so hey, we you know what I can do?
I could just stop talking.
You could stop talking. That's a form of muting yourself, yes.
That's a manual mute.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know why they make a mute button. It's for people with no self-discipline.
How's that mute button going, Andy? The manual mute thing?
Well, I mean, who should I consult? There's no one that's social distancing around here still. One of the last holdouts.
Where do you win $100, baby? The chicks will be all over you. Flash that money around.
Oh, is it going to be so it's digital money, so I'll have to, you're making me go to a bank, Andy, in the pandemic is what you're saying.
You'll get your PayPal money and you'll have to figure out how to convert it to cash. You'll figure that out.
Okay. Go to the local branch. Is Peter
then you
still
could
there?
Be, then you could be you could be like Ken and his family after the marathon. You could convert it to one single dollar bills, throw it on the bed, everyone get naked and roll around all night.
Well, that's not exactly what I do, but it's close.
Sometimes you jump up and down, you hop around.
Well, the dollar bills have to become wet first.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's Ken Friedman's marathon money, the day after the marathon party.
It's one of the most underrated papier-mâché mediums.
I know. It's much more fun rolling around on wet dollar bills than dry dollar bills because the wet dollar bills will stick to you.
Yeah. You know, the fabric and...
Yeah. Very hard to rip them. So Peter and Henry...
Yeah.
Why don't you two confer with each other and decide what it is...
Peter said he's consulting their attorney or something, or advisor.
Well, he has his two twin kids, his teenagers.
Yeah. Okay. Advisors.
What's the verdict? How many people are deciding over there, Peter? Three?
You can sort of, I guess if you don't mind me interjecting, I believe you can trust Peter because he would not want to cheat and lie in front of his kids.
That's
Henry, however, is free to stab anyone in the back.
I got my two kids spinning in office chairs right now, so.
So Henry,
we don't have a family party line to get everyone out. Say hello, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, they really have kids.
Wow.
They both have kids.
This is no good. This is no good at all.
They're not going to lie in front of their kids.
Right. Yeah. They have kids in right in front of them.
They're not Ken
it's not
going to
work. Andy.
Yeah.
Got to dig deeper in this novel.
Yeah, Andy. Dig deeper in the nozzle.
But we do need to figure out.
Andy, should we throw out these two contestants?
Because they're both parents?
They're both parents with kids in attendance.
I know, but now we can't. But how could you pull the plug on these guys? They have their kids. They're, yeah. I don't have the heart.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, oh, we need so the money, screwed, too. Ken. I mean, you've all had children before. You got another grandchild, you said.
Oh,
Andy.
We're so screwed, Ken.
You know, yeah, I mean, this is a bad situation. What are we doing? Oh, it's a pandemic. Oh, it's Wednesday night. We're playing Prisoner's Dilemma.
Oh,
sizing everyone up. You know,
the
going,
horror.
Oh, yeah, that $100 would be nice.
Imagine being me.
Okay,
imagine being out hunting.
You know what? I'm
going to
do it in front of the kids.
Did we just lose Peter and David and Holly?
Well, have him call back. Hit that redial button, Pete.
Oh, no.
Henry, you're still,
else on.
You're still with us, right, Henry?
Hey.
Well, Peter's driving around. He's probably hit
yeah,
a,
so
probably,
we lost
the signal.
Yeah, we lost Peter and David and Holly.
Well, they'll call back. They've invested 10 minutes already. Into
right.
This.
So we'll just
yeah,
wait.
They're going to return for it, I think.
And, Henry, what would you do?
Well,
with your $20.
You know, I'd hear their story. I mean, if they didn't need it, then, you know, it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, then
it
let's
is
get
always
into
fun
it.
To
okay,
rile
great.
Andy up. I mean, it could go so many different ways.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Peter, David, and Holly?
No, this is the original contestant F.
Oh, contestant F.
And I promised that I was going to backstab and lie, and you guys just got rid of me.
Sorry. Sorry, F. Waiting for Peter and David and Holly to call back. Peter and David and Holly, is that you?
No.
Okay, sorry.
How could this horrible show get worse?
Yeah, here, say hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Ken.
Henry, what's your kid's name?
We got Hieronymus and Emmeline.
Hieronymus and Emmeline?
Yeah.
All right, good names.
I love it.
Pretty solid.
Oh. Yeah, I think we've spoken to you before. I recall a kid named Hieronymus.
Oh, yeah.
My father's
Wednesday
name
night
was
tradition,
Hieronymus.
You know.
A famous stockbroker named Hieronymus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So many famous. Lots of Wikipedia pages. Let's just say that.
Really? On
Andy's, you know.
There's also a stockbroker named Hieronymus that wasn't quite as famous.
No, the pathetic one, actually.
There was one
Wikipedia
famous
page
one.
Longer.
Oh,
sadly.
Hieronymus the loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hieronymus the loser. Hieronymus that just couldn't pick a winner for the life.
Yeah.
Well,
the
we're
less
just,
known Hieronymus.
I don't know if Peter, David, and Holly are calling back, so maybe we should go to a different contestant.
Should we give them another? Do you want to give them another 15 seconds?
Yeah, let's give them another 15 seconds. Right. They're probably driving through a dead zone.
Yeah. Or battery died. Maybe their cable broke. They're Apple users or something. They're such delicate little strands. Of wire.
All right, we're moving on.
Oh, I loved that family. Okay, we're moving on. You go, Ken.
Okay.
You drive the bus, buddy.
Up. We're screwed.
201-209-9368.
We only have Henry.
Can you do Prisoner's Dilemma on yourself? Isn't that what you're supposed to do now? You go, oh, okay.
Up. Here we go. Wait a second. This might be them. Hi, you're on the air. Is this Peter, David, and Holly?
Nope.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Right. Henry, you have a new potential partner.
Is this Peter,
okay.
David, and Holly?
Negative. This is original contestant F.
Contestant F, you keep calling back.
I'm looking for
F
some
doesn't
money,
give
man.
Up.
Okay. We're gonna pit Henry against contestant F.
Yes.
Great. Wow. Okay.
Wait, just remind me. Wait. Oh, contestant F was vetoed? Is that what happened?
Yeah, don't I have veto power, though?
I told him I might not lie.
Yeah, come on.
So this is contestant F, the aircraft mechanic. Is that right?
Yeah. He's going to redeem himself.
Yeah, with reduced hours.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so
okay,
Henry.
When I was listening at the top of the show. Okay, so.
Yeah.
It's Henry versus contestant F.
So right. It's either $20 each, guys, or one of you walks away with $100.
$100. Kids, do we want $100?
Yeah.
What does that mean, man? Well,
groceries.
Could be groceries. Could be something off of the interweb. Could be
a Nintendo Switch.
You could buy your wife a pretty hat.
Get some of those Mexican beans at Trader Joe.
Yep.
Yeah, we get a bunch of great beans at the Indian grocery. I'd say, well, if you haven't made it, you know, nice crock overnight, like 10 different bean styles. But anyway,
So your kids sound like they're advocating to betray your partner.
So what? Which way are you going?
Oh, me?
Contestant F. Yeah.
I want the C note.
You're going to take that.
I want that C note.
Sounds like you guys better compromise and each take the 20.
You're going to say steal, and if Henry, if you believe that contestant F is going to say steal, then you really don't have much choice. You would have to say steal to prevent him from getting the money.
This seems logical.
Yeah.
Do I have veto still, though?
You do.
Oh, I have veto.
You both have veto.
Yeah.
We both have veto?
Well, I say Kenny, we veto, how much time do we have? Kenny, do we have enough time for a veto?
Ken and Andy.
Yeah, we have 12.
I'd say let's veto each other. That way two new contestants, they have to deal with two new people. And
no, we'll do
the share. Like 15 minutes.
I'll take the 20.
All right, now contestant F is saying share.
Yeah.
Henry, will you agree to share? Hieronymus could get $10.
Hello?
Well, I mean, what? Why would I split it with the kids? I mean, I didn't.
Oh, right. No, of course not.
You did all the work.
Yeah,
sure.
You wouldn't give.
Yeah,
Hieronymus.
Yeah, I mean, the benefit, you know, we got to put it away, Ken. This pandemic's going to last.
No, Hieronymus doesn't deserve squat. I'm with you.
Yeah.
After what Hieronymus has done in the last couple of months. Whew.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Let's make sure 2020. Now, hey, remember that $20 we got that one time listening to 7 Second Delay?
The thing is, what can you swear on?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't. It's 7 Second Delay for a reason.
Can you swear on Hieronymus's Fontenelle?
Wait, I tuned out for a minute. Ken, what's going on now? Fill me in.
Contestant F is trying to get Henry to swear on something that he
on
will
something
share.
Sacred, something that would be sacred
something
to Henry.
Sacred, exactly.
Right.
Something sacred. Yeah. I can't.
No swearing. Okay. No swearing allowed on the radio anyways.
That's what I mean. It's 7 Second Delay for a reason.
I think Henry can't swear because he plans to go for the gold, yeah.
It's hard.
Trying to get you to share, Henry, so that you both make out with $20.
Yeah, I agree to that already.
Yeah.
No, contestant F is setting Henry up. Contestant F.
I know what I said, but I'm a liar.
Okay, I think we've got a vote, right, Kenny? Or do we milk this for another 5 minutes?
I don't know if I got 5 more minutes left in me.
Okay.
I don't think anyone.
Oh, your battery's running low. Okay.
Contestant F. Contestant F, what are the last two digits of your phone number?
Let's see. 3-6.
And Henry, what are the last two digits of your phone number?
2-0.
Okay. Did you both make note of my phone number when I whispered it over the air before?
Negative. Well, I don't think, no.
All right, I'm going to whisper it again.
All right, hold on.
Ready?
Nope, I got to get a pen.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Got to be real quiet.
Yes.
My phone number is 201-575-5608. Okay.
Now, do I use the same phone or do I use a different phone?
No, you use the same phone, the one ending in 3-6 or 2-0.
So you're just going to text. You're going to text Ken. It's a binary choice. It's one of two words. You're going to text Ken the word steal or the word share.
So I got to hang up, right?
No.
You can text while you're on.
You can text and do it.
I got a dumb phone.
Emma?
Yeah, that's the lane.
Oh, my God. Emma, leave Hieronymus alone.
I don't have enough money for a smartphone.
Okay, so...
So you need $100.
That's what I'm trying to get at, yeah.
Okay, so contestant F, then you may hang up and...
Okay, yep, I'll text it.
And text me.
All right.
Later.
Okay, later. So that we're saying goodbye to this guy.
Somebody just texted me to say, give the money to me instead. But they
weren't pretty persuasive. Why don't we do that?
Do what?
That guy has. That guy seems to have a lot of gumption. I think he should be rewarded.
Too late. All right, I got Henry's and Hieronymus and Emma's vote.
Oh boy!
And now we're just waiting for.
Oh boy, you're like the judge that's reading the verdict.
Just waiting for contestant F, the aircraft mechanic, to text me from his flip phone.
Well, this is it. This is the bottom.
No, it's not the bottom.
It's close,
Andy.
It is the bottom.
Okay, we got contestant F. We got contestant F. Verdict.
It's happening.
Okay, well,
it's happening, Hieronymus. Hold on.
Kenny.
Yes.
We have eight. Wait, what do we have? 7 minutes left?
Yeah, but we have a 4 minute long theme song.
Okay, so we have 3 minutes left. So, Kenny, tap the brakes here. Make it dramatic.
Okay.
Put in a bit of music.
What happened?
Oh, you want dramatic music.
Oh, my gosh.
Give us something, Ken.
You're on a board? Oh, no.
Okay.
The kids are threatening me if we don't get this money. They're gonna flip the living room. Tear it up.
Andy, what's your dramatic music that you want?
I don't know. I don't know.
The Third Man theme?
Sure, Kenny. Great choice.
I don't think that's very dramatic, is it?
No, it's the worst game show bed of music I've ever heard.
Is it really?
Yeah, just play this game show music, Jeopardy music.
You want Jeopardy music?
I have something.
Play a different game show tune.
Yeah, this is it. Perfect.
There you go.
You're right.
What was the Andy? What your game show? What you guys? The theme song.
The Misery Index. That's a lot of percussion. That would do. The haunting love theme from the Misery Index.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, Andy. We have your
This is your suspenseful music?
You requested the Jeopardy theme song.
Okay, we'll take it. All right.
No. Okay, it's not good enough for you. Here we go. We're going to hear Mannix.
Oh, no, Mannix?
There it is. Perfect.
All right, Andy. Round two. Round two of Share It or Steal It. We had Henry and Hieronymus and Emma versus contestant F, also known as the aircraft mechanic.
Very exciting.
Andy, Henry and Hieronymus and Emma texted me the word share.
Okay.
The contestant known as the aircraft mechanic.
Yes.
Texted me the word steal.
Oh my god.
No, Hieronymus, this isn't good. Emmeline.
Let me speak to Hieronymus and Emma.
I think Ken wants to speak to you, a real life lesson.
Hold on. We're going to the other room.
Got to speak to Hieronymus and Emma.
Come on. Right. Ken and Amy need to talk to you.
The aircraft mechanic won all the money. He won $100.
You learned a great lesson today. You didn't win any money, but you.
Hi, Hieronymus.
You know what? You received a gift that's even more valuable than any money. You received a great life lesson, and you know what that lesson is? You can't trust anyone. Everyone's going to lie to you. Everyone is only looking out for themselves, like the man that just stole money from your dad.
So, Hieronymus, are you with us, buddy?
Yeah.
You're never going to trust anyone, are you, Hieronymus?
In your own words, can you tell us what Uncle Andy just told you?
What?
What did Andy just tell you?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right.
Hieronymus, what part of your dad's house are you going to destroy first?
What part of the house are you going to destroy first?
Well...
Oh, they're not playing along anymore.
Oh, well.
Your dad doesn't have enough money to repair it.
You put him in the mode, you know. Talking?
Contestant F should call back. We need some contact information.
Okay, thanks, Henry.
He just won $100.
Cheers. Is this the aircraft mechanic?
That's me.
Hey, congratulations. Well played.
Right.
Well played, aircraft mechanic.
You see the way I got Vordeered off at the beginning? It was all part of my plan.
That's right. Boy, you know what? You know who had great instincts? The guy that vetoed you earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He was smart.
Yeah, he was smart.
Not as smart as me, because he only won $30.
He saw right through you. All right, so we need contact information. So we're good for $100.
Yeah, I got all the contact information we need. Andy, I'll be in touch with you after the show.
Maybe not. Maybe I'll be ripping the phone out of the wall.
Thank you, contestant known as the aircraft mechanic.
That's how I will win this game. I will disappear forever.
And are you around next week, my friend?
You know what? I'm actually taking a family vacation. I have a family vacation planned, but I can Skype in.
Okay. Will you bring your good Skype equipment?
Yeah, I'll bring my good Skype equipment.
Okay, great.
Oh, wait. We had an idea for next week.
We did.
What was it?
I can't remember. For the life of me.
Oh, we were looking for influencers to help promote our show.
That's right.
We were going to pay influencers.
Yeah, if you're an Instagram influencer.
Or if you just have more than how many followers, Ken? 30?
Let's say 10,000.
Who has 10,000 followers? Do people have that many?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, then we'll pay you to say nice things about us.
Yeah, if you have more than 10,000 Instagram followers, email me at ken@wfmu.org. We want to hire you.
We should thank Evan for tonight's show, tonight's idea. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Evan.
And Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter, which was sent out last week, not this week. And thank you, Lalo Schifrin, for the Mannix theme. Thanks, Andy.
That was a great thing. We should have had it all in the whole show.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
See you next week. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. But I should mention that our 90.1 signal is still off the air, as is our Rockland County 91.9 FM signal, both off the air due to power outages resulting from yesterday's Hurricane Izzy. Coming up next, it's Dwayne filling in for Matt Fibesh on Weekly World Blues. Stay tuned.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fibesh. I had to do it. This is the Dwayne train. This is Dwayne. I'll be filling in for Mr. Fibesh for this week's Weekly World Blues. Of course, I had to come correct with some Deep Down in the Delta, Slap Your Mammy, Cotton Picking Blues. Not really. Okay. Jokes aside, honored that I've been picked to fill in for this week's Weekly World Blues. I only have an hour. Not much talk from me, but this is going to be fun. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Well, she be my pimp, she be my well, she's everywhere. She's my dream of girl. She got red long hair. She's my dream of girl, and I take her anywhere. Bebop now, baby.
Supper, baby, Lord, let me go to bed. white lightning done gone to my head. Well, no, been here, baby, Lord, it hadn't have been for you. It hadn't have been for you. Way down here. Yeah.